You're listening to SBS News.
It's been almost 3 years since Team Samoa have reconnected on the netball court. The last time was the 2019 World Cup in Liverpool. The COVID-19 pandemic has seen competitors separated from one another and has meant some nation-based players were unable to participate. But Samoan captain Otelitoa Tanimo says most of the women are now reunited in Sydney for the inaugural Pacific Oz series.
So far so good. I mean, we haven't had much of a preparation, but we've utilised the time that we've had together to really make connections with our players to be able to play in the coming week. We have our local players who have been working hard and unfortunately weren't able to make it over to the series, but we are quite devastated that they couldn't make it.
The tournament brings together four Pacific nations, Samoa, Fiji, Papua New Guinea and Tonga, as well as Singapore, who were also invited to compete this year, allowing these Pacific teams to develop pathways to play in high-level Australian sporting competitions.
I think it provides a great opportunity, to partner with our neighbours in the Pacific. It gives us an opportunity to empower women. It also means that we can provide valuable assistance in establishing the federations and helping them with governance and helping them with strategic plans in order for them to become self-sufficient and to participate, if they wish to, on the world stage in netball competitions.
That's Glenn Turner, Netball Australia Executive General Manager of Strategy, Government and Community. He says the inclusion of Singapore will help to revitalise netball in the Asia-Pacific region and provide a platform for all teams to develop and grow.
Singapore advised us that they were going to be in Australia, and so we extended an invitation to them to participate in the competition. It also provided an extended opportunity for Fiji, PNG, Samoa and Tonga to play another country.
Last year, Netball Australia announced a three-year agreement to boost the game's development in the Pacific Islands and help the nations prepare for the 2022 Commonwealth Games and 2023 Netball World Cup. The 2022 Pacific Oz Series forms part of this initiative. All four Pacific teams will return to Australia for a second round of this event in October, with the series to be held every year in the lead-up to the 2027 World Netball Cup in Sydney. Netball Samoa CEO Rosemary Loma says the series will be a great chance to advertise their national players and assess Samoa's in-country program.
It's an opportunity to showcase our talent both in the island. We have yet to get the depth of our play in Samoa, in country, to the level we are with our other Samoan players. But in saying that, we're really appreciative because with having our players from Australia and New Zealand, they are able to add value and showcase to our local girls and aspire to where they could be.
Like Miss Loma, team leaders and coaches are keen to use the series as a chance to refine the women's skills ahead of the July Oceania Netball World Cup qualifiers in Fiji. But it's not all about winning for the Pacific Nations players. It's also about connecting to culture through sport.
We always start off with prayer. We always ask God to guide us, our Heavenly Father, and then we just bond together. I think that is it. Making sure we have one heart, one mind and one spirit when we go out on that court.
The series theme, One Court, One Family, aims to inspire many to build lasting ties on and off the court. Papua New Guinea co-captain Jacqueline Lahari echoes that sentiment.
We're just passionate about it, so it's just a dream come true if we really qualify. It would be for the country and for our families. So
Tonga and Fiji go head-to-head in Saturday's grand final in Sydney. Francesca Denuccio, SBS News.